come a little closer? It's okay.
Yeah.
We gotta get in here. Oh, maybe I should get down a little lower. You're
probably I'm a midget.
I'm a little taller than you.
Just a little.
So we're here with Gina Daly, the boss lady at which farm are you the boss? Kentucky?
Diamond Creek.
No. Which farm?
Kentucky.
The Kentucky one. Are you originally from Kentucky or
New York?
New York. Oh, not bad. Not bad. Oh, what part of New York?
Long Island.
Oh, okay. I definitely wouldn't have figured it out with the hair, and so you definitely look like a Long Island girl.
I am what I am.
You how long have you lived in Kentucky?
9 years.
9 years. Why'd you move?
Horses. I went to school for it.
Oh, where?
Morrisville.
Okay. Why not down here?
Because Morrisville is up by me.
Okay.
It's in SUNY.
Right,
SUNY,
yeah.
New York School.
Did you move down here for Adam or?
I interned. To graduate, you had to do an internship.
Okay.
And I interned down here and got hired on.
So you were just so awesome at your job. Adam was like, nah, yeah, we need to keep her.
I guess.
And
here
now,
I am. I was hired as a farmhand, not as a manager.
And you moved your way up the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
Who did you push people aside? Like, did
no.
you? No? No,
we,
you just.
As we expanded. Oh, new management positions opened up.
Oh, okay. And then you were like, yeah, no, I'm all about that. Or Adam
no, kinda... for sure. Obviously, in time, you always hope to move up and get better and succeed where you are.
How long have you been the manager at the Kentucky farm?
I don't remember when they opened up PA, but it was a year after they opened up the PA farm I took the position.
Okay. Now that you're the manager, what is the one... Because your head, anytime I got a manager position, my head just swelled up huge. I started bossing people around.
No.
Do you like to boss people around?
I'd rather lead by example.
Oh, you're one of those. You're one of those managers. A good manager, then.
I hope so. I'm still here.
do you like managing people or?
Well, I don't necessarily manage people, but manage the horses and what needs to be done with them. And
okay.
People come with it, but my goal isn't to manage people. It's to take care of the horses and
so what's
keep
the best,
them healthy.
What's the best thing you do?
Sell horses, watch my horses cross the finish line.
Oh, okay. So you're all about the prep and making sure they're good
Not
and healthy.
Just
and...
make sure everybody's healthy, and it's rewarding to see them, you know, out there racing at the Red Mile and winning.
Was there something, like, what's your stamp so far? Every manager's got to have a stamp.
A stamp?
Yeah.
I understand.
Well, like, okay, Adam, I got this idea, we got to do this, or I want to make that a little bit better, or we're going to maintain this.
I mean, I don't have a stamp. I'm always looking to improve. You always watch new feeds coming out or a different way to do things, different way to hire people or change something you're doing to be more successful, more productive. I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily a stamp, but you're always willing to try new things and fix problems that you have.
Okay, give me some. What's a new thing you tried this year?
Well, we've changed our feed. I've hired
more
women.
You're talking about actual feed?
Like our feed company.
Right, not like news feed or live streaming.
No, like,
okay.
Like feed. Horse feed.
Okay.
Yeah. Or like hiring. We've hired way more girls this year than we have in the past.
Okay.
That's something new and different for us.
Okay.
I mean, everything's been pretty successful as far as, you know, looking at our group here. Nobody's gotten hurt. All of our horses look great. So I don't think there's much of a difference in years past.
Just brush your shoulder off there. You know.
Why?
Oh, because everything looked,
I thought there was
everything
something
looked
on
great.
It.
No, everything looked great.
I'm happy with it.
Are you proud? Like,
of course I'm proud. I've raised these guys.
You talking about the horses or your
the
crew?
The horses.
The horses or the crew.
I mean, they're always improving and getting better. Like, I think if you ask these girls from day one if they thought they'd be handling these horses the way they are, they'd tell you that they've made major changes.
Okay.
They all came from the show world, so it's a lot different having livestock rather than show horses.
Are you going to be a... Like, is this your first full sale as a manager?
No.
Second sale? How many sales?
I don't know. Would we open 6 years? Has it been? When did we open Pennsylvania Farm?
I don't know. I don't work for Diamond Creek. You work
Maybe
for Diamond
five
Creek.
Maybe 5 years. 5 or 6 years.
Are you, so does it get easier? Like, listen, it's
upsetting.
It's
never easier. The crowd always changes. Your employees are constantly turning over.
No. I mean, horses are selling tonight.
Yeah.
Your babies are gone.
I don't look at it like that.
You don't look at it like that?
Like
you don't get upset? You haven't cried over any of these
Maybe my
being
first
sold?
Year, but not since then.
Oh, okay, see, there it was.
The first year, there was one, but We bought her back as a broodmare.
Okay, tell me about that. Where was it? The horse that you got attached to?
Kryptos. Yeah, it was one of Summer Mysteries yearlings.
Okay.
But now she's in our broodmare band, so we're good.
So you're okay.
Yeah.
When did you cry? Like the moment she sold, the moment as she was
watching
walking?
Her go through the ring, probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did anybody notice that you were crying, or?
I don't think I broadcast that. Okay. No.
Like I could just see you crying and Adam coming over and putting an arm around
no,
you.
No,
it's okay.
I don't like to be touched. Okay. I'd rather not.
You're happy when the horses move on to bigger, better things?
Absolutely, that's our goal. Our goal is to raise racehorses. So okay. You want to see your racehorses, you know?
Adam's goal, he wants stallions.
Right, and we keep the ones that are eligible for stallions and hope that someone else didn't buy them.
That's right, yeah, right?
Hopefully we didn't sell them.
Have you noticed some of the other ladies getting attached too
much?
Oh
God, if you're here while some of these girls' horses sell, for sure they'll be crying.
That's what
they're riding horse people, so they get very attached to their horses.
Very attached,
very
easily.
Attached, very quick.
Do you have to explain to them, no, that's, he's, they'll
I
be okay.
I explain that they're all going to be sold, but they all, you know, they have their favorites, so.
Do they try to buy them back? Like,
they
like
have
how,
no money.
How
they're
many,
young girls.
No, but
just
I'm just
starting.
Saying, how many of them bidded for $100? No. $100 opening bid.
Oh, for sure all of them. Every single one of them would.
Every single one.
Every one of those girls would do it, for sure.
Opening bid. Is it fun to bring in people outside of harness racing?
It's fun to teach them. It's a lot different, and standardbreds, I think, are underestimated. I don't think a lot of people know about them. They're hardy. They're good They're easy keepers, hardy feet, like level-headed. They're great riding horses if you can get them to not.
Sure. And they're a little bit more durable.
Absolutely.
In the long run.
Absolutely. I have a broodmare. We house the broodmares at my house. I have a retired herd. We've got a retired herd of 15, and my oldest one's 27, and she gets around. You would never know. She's
nice.
27 years old.
Nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to witness the greatest happening in sport. Sudden death dodgeball.
Pepper needs new shorts.
We got the two farms. What do you think of my idea for a company dodgeball game?
I think that we're a few more people on our side than there'll be on the other.
So you're okay with it, right? Because you're going to win?
Well, probably. Well, we have more people. That's going to take longer to get us all out. Odds are in our favor.
That's true.
Bye-bye, little Sebastian. Miss you in the saddest fashion. Bye-bye, little Sebastian. You're 5,000.